San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money and Your Life. We're coming at you with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us live there. And we also are on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And I typically introduce the co-host of the show, Richard Muzio, CPA extraordinaire at this time, and family office guy, of course, serving high net worth families. But he is at a family obligation tonight at a graduation of a very close family friend. So it's just going to be myself and 12 other guests. So it's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. So pay attention. But it's going to be a great show because we're at the magnificent 6th annual Barry Goodnight dinner. And then Jamie, you're with Me Collective. What is that exactly?
So we source whole animals that are sort of the pinnacle of ethically raised high quality meat for individuals and families in San Diego in particular.
Kind of a CSA of meats, would you say, somewhat or no?
Not a CSA. Really what we do is people come, they're looking for, say they want beef, and we explain to them how they can get it through these different channels, because it's not USDA. It doesn't come from a supermarket. Oh. This comes straight from a farm, really, really good farms.
Wow.
And it's a different process. You're buying it what's called on the hoof.
So they can only get it from you, right? From your organization? Or
if they know a farm, they can get it. But we found the whole reason we started is that it's really hard to know. I mean, there's millions of people here, and I didn't know any farmers when I first moved to San Diego. Mm. And when I met them and I saw this amazing work that they were doing, I felt like other people really wanted this too.
You know, by the way, folks, we'll have all these websites and all this guest information on our website, iymoney.com, so you'll be able to track these people down if you want to get in touch with them for any reason. Jamie, is eliminating food waste an ethical consideration?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it's also a common sense consideration. You know, we have so much food that we do throw out. In our household, we have two kids, and we've gotten to a point where we have a little bit of a hobby farm, but through that we're able to not waste any food, I feel. Mm-hmm. And it is an ethical consideration, but again, it's really just common sense. You know, you have food that is good. You have parts. If you get a chicken, you know, you can use that entire chicken, the bones. I mean, that's food. You need to make stock out of that. That's what you give your kids when they're sick. You don't throw those bones in the trash. Mm-hmm. You know, you pick that thing clean and you
make stock out of it, right?
Or yeah, everything. And same thing with beef, you know. There's all these different cuts of beef that are weird things. You've never heard of them because you've been getting pushed tri-tip.
Don't they all wind up in a hot dog anyway?
They can. They can end up in a really high-end sausage, you know.
Okay. I would hope so. Now, is this part of what prompted you to create the controversial Death for Food program?
In a way, yeah, you know, but when I started that program, I didn't really know what was, I just felt like something was wrong.
Well, maybe you could explain what the Death for Food program was, because maybe our listeners haven't heard.
Yeah, so Death for Food was a program where we basically wanted to connect people to the fact that these were living animals and that we kill them and that we eat them. And it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal to kill a 1,400-pound steer and eat it. And what happens then, we found, is that it fosters a greater respect for the animal. And if I raise this animal, or even if I just know that it's coming from a living animal, I'm not going to throw any of it out. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to use all of that. I'm going to be sure every last little bit gets put to use, and I'm going to appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Of course, I know there was a big vegan counter opinion on these things, but let's face it. I think humans are omnivores, and deal with it. I mean, are they going to pass a law that we can't eat any more pork or beef or can only eat, soybeans or corn? I don't know. But
no, but I think when you know where your food comes from and when you have a connection to the animal, then you do eat less meat because
it's an automatic change.
Yeah. You have respect for what you're eating,
mm-hmm.
who you're eating.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.